another kind of owl right now, but I'm not thinking what his name is. He's three different kind of owls.
Not a barn owl, is
it? That'd be a barn owl.
Yes.
That'd be a screech owl. I mean, that'd be a hoot owl.
Hoot owl? Mm-hmm. What about this bird that drills holes in trees?
Heckle. Boy, he can drill them too.
Do you have just one kind around here, or?
Well, you got two different kinds. You got a redhead peckerwood, and you got a yellowhead peckerwood. The yellowhead peckerwood, he grows big. You're not as bad to peck wood as the redhead one is.
There?
That's right. He grows a little bigger than the redhead. Mm-hmm. That redhead bore a hole in the tree in a minute.
You hear him do it too.
That's right.
What about this animal that has a white stripe down its back and can really smell bad if it wants to?
The little skunk.
Yes.
Well, he can really smell bad.
You ever had an experience with one?
I never had. Never got into it, man, but boy, I pass over the ground where they have. You can drive a car. The one get mad out there in the street. You can drive a car over there, hours after he's gone, the car gonna pick the odor up.
So you know he's been there.
That's right.
You ever heard people around here call a skunk anything out?
Well, I call him a polecat, skunk.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
What about animals that'd be bad to get in a farmer's hen roost and get his chickens?
Possum. I had a hen sitting not long ago, and possum got out there among them, caught her, and broke up all the eggs. Didn't kill her, but he killed it. She was sick for several days.
Mm. Is there any other kind of animal besides a possum that's bad about doing that?
I don't believe so. A coon won't do it. I believe that type of animal is bad about it.
What would you call animals like that in general that are bad about getting in your hen roost? You might say, I believe I'm going to get my gun and take care of those.
So what would you call him?
Is there anything you could call him just in general? A word that would cover animals like possums and foxes or weasels or whatever, animals that are bad about that.
You mean a word that would cover all of them?
Yes, sir.
I don't believe so.
Like varmints?
Well, varmints, that's right. Mm-hmm. Varmints would cover them all.
Would cover.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this bushy-tailed animal that likes to climb around in trees. And what about one that has a bushy tail, but you'd see it in town, like in pecan trees?
Yeah, squirrel.
Right. Do you have different types of those?
Yeah, we have cat squirrel, or gray squirrel, we call it. And we got the fox squirrel. Mm-hmm.
Is one any bigger than the other, or?
The fox squirrel is bigger than the gray squirrel. Mm-hmm.
Do you have an animal that looks a little bit like a squirrel, but not quite as big, and doesn't have that big bushy tail and stays on the ground mostly?
That's a muskrat.
A what now?
Muskrat.
Oh.
Your favorite squirrel. Got nose like a squirrel.
Whereabouts would you see one of those?
Well, you see them in the rural where people got corn in the barn like that. Mm-hmm. They go in there and eat that corn.
Mm-hmm. That's it.